Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello. Hello, Limo. Hello. We're continuing the series of our conversations for the physical course that we're making, what we're creating. And on our last shows, we really opened up the whole structure of the group work from a small group up to a large group that disseminates its method, and we hope that this will reach the whole world. And we started talking about two courses. One course is where they undergo our method until they feel, okay, we feel good, and we have to pass it on to other people. And on this stage, they decide, okay, you have a trainer's course. And we also talked about our families, we talked about the order of the day, and we talked about emotional phases that we have to bring them to, especially on the first week. And on this show, we wanted to focus, if we talked about these phases, how do we do it? How do we do it with using all that we have? The phases that you have described, or at least what we understand, the first phase is to really give a feeling of importance, both about the course itself and the importance of this course for a person. And also the theme of the exaltedness of the person himself, for him not to come as someone miserable, beaten by life, but he's coming to study something important, and also that he has an important role. An additional thing we talked about is that you open up their eyes. It's in a change of perception. You have to elaborate on it. How do you do it? In different ways, so that bit by bit it turns into a second nature, which is kind of opposite to what a person comes with his attitude, with his approach, and naturally comes, you know, protecting himself with his own opinions. Another thing that you talked about is how do you have to calm them down in order for them not to be concerned about the livelihood, because on the first day or a week, they're supposed to get that whole explanation about home economics, and you have less maybe, but you can get better along with it. And from this, we can understand there's a sense of freedom and correlation to this modern slavery, that a person's feeling that he is in this ongoing, endless race. And if we understand correctly, there is a kind of a promise here that the sense of freedom that you're starting to feel now will increase, and you'll see how you transcend in this feeling of freedom beyond what you have on the physical level, right? And then we actually talked about the ability of a person to be influenced by the group or the environment. And from the point of view of the educators, we have to create there an influential environment, something, a group that a person could be influenced by. So the question is, how do you think it should be done? Or whether to do it more as activities on the first days, or give materials which are more frontal teaching. There's like a connection between the schooling part, the emotional part, and we as the instructors, what do we emphasize, or do we hold both? A person, he consists of mind and feelings, mind and heart. And thus we have to connect the two together all the time. We have to show him what's going on in the world, information about it. It can be in numbers, it could be in graphs, it could be in pictures, it could be through short movies about different things and places in the world, and so on. The opinions of leading people in the world that understand about it. At first, tastes. Yeah, short tastes. What we say is that we constantly add to it passages, inputs. He said this, he said that, and we really bring them clips, these short things. We show them what is the situation in Africa, what is the situation with oil in Europe, what is the situation of heat and cold, what is the situation of ecology, and so on and so forth. We give them a general picture of the world. Not that it's possible to bring everything to a bad state and to a good state, and to hide this and to open that. We more or less give him something in average. It's enough for us to show him a general picture, the way it is, in order for a person to understand the situation is really, it obligates the correction. We want to leave that person with both feet on the ground and for him to be calm and balanced. There's something very suppressing about this, depressing about this picture. No, along with it, we want to show him what's ahead. It's not that we break his mind and his hope for life and that he's doomed and so on. No, we constantly say that this state, the crisis, is the end of the previous state, and now there's birth and the new world. And here, we really have nothing to regret. If we know what to do, then we start a very nice ascent here that, in its essence, is new for the whole of humanity, really full of hope and so on. Meaning, in this environment, in this atmosphere, to put in this information, yes. Besides this, all that he studied in life, it could be a profession, in school, in the university, doesn't matter, at home, he always learns something. Let's call it that he's under the influence of one or another environment. He studies something personal, incidental, that today is true, tomorrow isn't. Here, we give him our science that everyone has to know, because it is the science of life. Everyone has to acquire it, because by it he can improve his life. Everyone is obligated to know about it, because nature obligates us to behave one way or another. And so, the essence and the appreciation of the things that we give him, it's simply, you can't appreciate it enough. It opens the whole future. And with respect to all the philosophies and sciences and economy, it's priceless. And whatever else there is in the world, this is actually the basis where when we tell him accordingly, the whole world will behave correspondingly and will develop correspondingly to its future. So, there is no limit to the importance which he feels. Now they have to feel it. They have to really be filled on the inside by this sensation that they're unique, that they got this kind of present. We have to point out that it's the first course. Even if it's not the first course, we'll say the same. Not even that. Not even the first courses. But they get such a tool, such an instrument into their hand by which humanity will improve their life on this special small earth, but unique with respect to the entire universe. And so people that are the creator of creation, and he knows the whole of creation and knows how to control his life, he's really on the top, on a level suited for a human. And by this we elevate him and the course. We really raise the importance of all the things that we study. And from here you have to come to such a feeling that he has to be happy, he has to know that he is entering here, and by this finishes with all the problems and troubles, both particular, and also knows how the world will go and solve them in general, meaning we open his eyes, we open his heart, and he has to feel himself really as if he found this great treasure. Okay, it sounds very almost gigantic, but that's how it really is. So not to be afraid about promising, to really promise this thing. We're not simply promising it to him in vain, but we explain to him, first of all, the situation of the world, and that we have no solution, that we're helpless. And it's going on for many years now, and it's phase by phase that people are deteriorating in the meantime. It's the second part, it's history. No, it's the first part. And we, in parallel to this, explain to him the method by which we can stop this deterioration and start ascending. But to stop the deterioration and start ascending, it's not by the same tools as before, because earlier we've developed only by the ego, and we used both in a sense and also in the sense the same egoistic tools: buy, sell, influence someone, take from him, start fighting him, start doing something. In short, we've always used the ego in different ways, from the smallest to the biggest, wars and destruction and so on. But here, we're coming to a new place, a new world, a new paradigm, where we have to exchange all the means. And so, we have no choice. We have to learn many new things. And all of our history and economy and psychology, even of human society, of everything that we're learning, we can take from their small examples, but not to take them as means by which we continue. Meaning they enter some different kind of point of view. And so regardless of who and what are they, these students, all are as small children that as children learn to get to know this new world they're entering. Like a small child that learns about a world that he wasn't in yet, and now everything's opening up before him. So they have several points of excellence in which they're neither great nor small, but the very opposite. They're the most advanced in the world as a result of studying this course, and this is what's special about them. And all that they had in their previous life, even if someone had more and or had less, it doesn't matter anymore. As if we do restart. Yes, delete on everything and we start anew. So for the whole group, it's actually easy. If they accept it this way, to be homogeneous, to be interconnected, to continue together. So how do we, in parallel to this message, this is one thing. The second thing is, this is one part, this is one message that we give them. So this is the first lecture, and it'll take a lot of time, because if we open up these things, we have what to talk about. The second thing, we have to pass several rules on to them. But first of all, it's a new birth, and all our children that are learning how to enter the world. The second thing is that entering the new world, this is something that we can do only as a group. We are like the mini new civilization, learning what to do, like kids building a new world, that the parents are already gone and they are taking over the world and have to grow in it. And this is as opposed to individualism that they came with. Wait, don't run. And then we talk to them about the connection, the new things that we see now from that nature demands of us, and the world that's about to be destroyed, shattered, while we were advancing as a result of advancing in the world in a protectionist, individual, egoistic way. And now we have to enter a world where all of the forces are grouply forces, connected forces, as one man and one heart, as one family, as friends, and so on. This is what our success depends on, because here we are in balance with nature, and in balance with nature is the success. To open up this whole thing, we have plenty of materials about it, also with the support of the scientists and examples from the world, and all that has to happen if we'll behave this way. And here, just a bit, because every time we'll add more and more on our future meetings. We have to talk about the structure of the group, the need to connect, reciprocity, good, nice attitude. As a result, we have new customs in the group. We sing, we study in a circle, we study in a discussion, even in disputes. We are having a lot of activities. This defines our group behavior in the course. Yes. This is the second theme. On the first day. No, I'm not talking about days. It could be that one theme will take a few days and the other theme will also take a few days. But you have to bit a bit of everything on the first day as well in order to start and define how we behave on this course. That's the question. It depends on the amount of hours we have in total during the day. We gave them from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. If we talk about this amount of hours, then we have half a day for this and half a day for that. But don't rush it. So they're not working in group yet, but at least they start hearing what are the rules according to which we'll work on this course. And so they'll have their afternoon together, and they'll sit in a circle one time for the first day together, and then there are the rules of discussion that we have to work with them on, the laws of the round table, all that we know from kids' education and so on. Okay, if we stop at this point just a second, I want to ask a question. All of this is just an introduction, and there are further points. All of this is but an introduction for our course. Now, you have to tell them about what is this course intended for? What's the goal? What's the purpose? Yeah, suppose the purpose, the goal. Its goal, and how do we achieve this goal? That the goal is a new kind of understanding. It's a new understanding. It's a new perception. I want to say something. That we tell them what is the course intended for, what's the goal, how do we achieve it. Well, suppose, doesn't matter. Okay. So we tell them about the purpose of the course, the structure of the course as well. What do we learn throughout a few weeks or month? I don't know. It depends on. We have to tell them about how we want to connect to it. Also, the families and how we come out. We have picnics and trips and go to different places, how we open up their eyes about the broad new world where they barely knew besides the home and the place of work about anything else in life. Do we give them tours? Yeah, of course. We take them on different expeditions and we'll invite people from the outside. We'll take them on tours and in short, for them to have a certain kind of a picture, to understand what's going on with them, a general structure, lessons, questions, exams, yes or no, discussions, scrutinies, down to courts, and how does a court of law work? Not how it works, but to the court of laws, like we make, play it with them, and give them, after we give them this acquaintance of the course, then that's it. Questions, answers, discussion, why one way or another, that helps them better understand what do we want to tell them. This is the third theme. That we have to say, I think that this is how it's supposed to be. One, two, and three. That's it. This is actually the whole thing. In the meantime, there are such things that it's not worthwhile immediately to get in, yeah, right? Even though they're general, but suppose on the weekend we have, suppose on Friday or whenever, we have half a day, we summarize the whole week, and then we scrutinize and discuss and have summaries about what we've learned for it to be clear, written down, recorded, for them to understand the amount of knowledge and impression and excitement that they went through, how it influenced them, how it influenced the family. Anyway, throughout the week, we'll get feedback. But first, to have a summary for everyone, so it will be clear to them that eventually we also teach them how to relate to knowledge and life and changes this way altogether. Where each week is like a chapter apart. Suppose there will be five chapters on the course, something that you can also divide and see. Now, of course, it's very important for us the way it is passed on to a person's family members, the whole family, including the kids. I don't know yet how will we do it with a wife or the husband, it's easier, but how will we do it with the children and what kind of framework? You mentioned kids' education in one of the shows. Sure, of course, this is something that we want to do and we have ready plans for it, but the way it will clothe on the unemployed, the kids, they're all set, organized, so it's going to be harder for us. But I think that if this new kind of education for adults will be accepted, then we'll be able to insert it into the, introduce it into the ordinary educational system as an additional part. Because part of it is also educating children. Right, right. Kids' education, for it to also be as a profession. Of course, according to their dosage, but for it to be that way. Okay, if to summarize, we're talking about three parts that we're passing on to them. One is actually birth into a new world where we're all children and are all equal. The other part is that we can enter that world, only that we're only when we're a group and connected and we'll learn the laws of connection. The third part is we tell them what the course is about and discuss it. And, of course, it has to be ready with PowerPoint and everything else. Okay, I have a question about the first parts. We give them promises that you'll be above life, that you'll feel, and a lot of what you say sounds to me a bit brainy, that they have to be impressed by what we tell them, look how the world is, and so on. What I'm lacking is activity, something that touches their heart, something they're impressed by, but something in the relations between them, in the interactions, I don't know, in some kind of an environment that will tell them, look, you came to the right place, but in a way that passes through the heart, not through the mind. I don't think that they'll be lacking that. What do you bring them? what visuals that scientists suppose tell them to that life or clips or pictures of the world, everything that's going on. And it is a part of the impression a person is impressed by. It's like when a person watches news, it gradually builds them somehow by bringing them such pictures from the world. Of course they're impressed. Who isn't? Maybe people who are less brainy, who like less to study through the brains, they'll be less inspired. No, it has nothing to do with brainy. It will give them different forms in which that inspire a person, move him, not the stock exchange that they look at numbers. You said that what a person is impressed by and is moved by is the relations between the group. There's no group yet. There are no relations yet. We're talking about the first week. Right, but you said that on the third day we can already start building the group. The question is to start discussing it between them. That now let's start talking about what we went through. Suppose there were two and a half days. Let's see how everyone was impressed. And then when sitting inside the circle, everyone starts to say his opinion. Okay. Now here I wanted to ask, in this group psychological work with different groups and also in what I'm working in within life, many times I ask from the very beginning or ask opinions of people about what I want to talk about and so on. Is it correct to give it to them and only then to activate it? I don't know, for them not to feel the pressure that we operate them and demand something in return. Because we're choosing the group, we're connecting them, and correspondingly, I have to see. Maybe it's a group of people that weren't never really connected. They worked for 12 hours in front of the computer for 20 years, and now they're somewhere on the outside. They're not even used to talking to someone only through the computer. Today, people are all in all aren't used to talking to each other. There are different people that I work with. There's a big difference between the psychologist and sociologist I work with, suppose, and other people. There's a big difference, gap. The world, the group today is a problem. You have virtual groups, that's something else, but a physical group, a person, we have to understand that, and thus to understand that it's not immediately. Nonetheless, I have a question about this. We gave them a lecture for half an hour. We've explained to them how we're all born into something new. But in this, we're all children. I told them, they heard. Now there's the activity component. Now, I want to understand how by the activity that we do, it will make it penetrate their heart. Because I told them something. I gave them some promise. Soon you will feel, no. So that's what I'm asking about. No. We are talking to them, not this way, but respectfully toward what we're talking about and toward what they're about to acquire. We elevate them. They accept it happily. Because any person that there is something before him, the higher, the greater it is, the more promising it is for him, he's ready to connect because it raises his ego. We do that, but not this way, that soon. But a person, many times, he's afraid of letting go of his opinion. No, it doesn't have to let go of anything. No, we don't tell them that they'll have to let go of their opinion, but they're doing it by our activities, by absorbing the material. Okay, so the first activity, we give like an introductory lecture. Give them something uplifting, We tell them you came to the most secure place, but how do we give them some kind of an activity or a discussion between them for them to really feel that, okay, I made it to the right place, my life will fall into place, and great, these are discussions about the new state that exists in the world, a state that has to be in society. What is the right distribution? Why is it impossible to do it any other way? Why a society that has no balance is a society that's in danger with all the riots and all the unemployed and all the differences and gaps that we have in society? When can we be sure that we are in a good environment? What does it mean? Mutual guarantee. Mutual support. Is a person capable of living on his own? In our world, even a country is incapable of disconnecting from the world. And so, as much as we study now about the wisdom of connection, the science of connection, we're talking actually about a method that will help us advance and prosper. And so you gradually explain to them about the need to connect, like the world's global. We didn't make it global, but our development brought us to a state where we're all interdependent, that there's no choice. We have to be interconnected. And if so, the better the connection, the more we'll succeed. So it's both in the family, in the group, in any place in the world, in everything. How do you do it? That's something that we don't know. And so we see that in family life we're not succeeding, and also in society we're not succeeding, in the country, in the world. And not only in relating to each other not that nicely in respect to culture, education, and so on, and economics. The thing is that we can't reach some kind of an order, agreement, connection in anything. And thus we're destroying the world, and we don't know what to do with this. All this because we have no education for connection. You see how these, all of these forums and Davos and all these, you remember those forums. It's like talking to a wall. I don't know why they gathered. Each one of them can stand facing the wall and speak, and that'll be the forum. Why fly somewhere? Anyway, no one hears the others. We can bring a passage from such summits and show how each one says something else. Not only that each says something else, but no one hears what the others say. It's not that they're special about it. All people are that way. The question is, how can we reach a state where it is important for me to hear that? I don't want to hear my children either. I want to tell them what I say, listen and do. Right? Meaning it's a general problem of man. And unless we learn how to change our egoistic basis and to connect to the other at least a bit, so that what he has will look important to me, I won't know what to do with the world. And how do we offer them to connect to each other with when they're not in a group yet? How can they understand something? No, now, in the meantime, we are raising questions. And thus the whole course, the method, the goal is how to come to a state where I am capable of connecting with another. And besides that, what does it mean to connect? Not to simply hear him, which is also something great, but that after I hear him, together with him, we together can find mutual points of consent and connect these points together, the more the better, so that we build between us some kind of a mutual place. Out of the thoughts, the desires, the attitudes, and then neither I nor you, but between us there is something mutual that doesn't belong to you or me, but it's ours. There's psychological explanations between about the mother and the child, that there's something common between them that really explains that, how actually there is something that is beyond both of them. Okay, but I'd like to sharpen another idea that you talked about, that on the first week, beyond all the goals, we're not saying this openly, we don't want to attack, but we want to invite them for some change in paradigm all the time. Yes. Meaning, if they'll come with the same perception and come out with the same perceptions, we don't do anything. We want them to think differently and for them to actually start moving from their spot, place, from what they're thinking. There's a general goal. Now, this is what we talked about, the language that's being spoken outside, and also science speaks about the brain as interpreting what it hears, and modern psychology talks about the search for meaning that a person has to understand what's going on to him, and the development of the ego has to do with that. And even more modern approaches says that reality is something specific, and each one of us perceives something else from it, and we tell ourselves a story, actually, about what we see. Is this something that could help them? Why am I bringing this up? Because that allows the flexibility to come out from your opinion, that it's not something absolute. I have no opinion besides the direction, or I have no position besides the direction for connection. But in order to take that direction, we have to leave the ego to a certain extent, and then there's this inner work where what I thought, it's not only the only thing, and it's not that positive either, what I was thinking. Okay, here we need educators that through activities, they will start connecting between them through discussions. And through the discussions, for everyone to exchange their places with the others, so that a few connect with a few others and switch between them as well, exchange opinions. Suppose you and I, first of all, we feel ourselves one against the other. Now, I'm playing you, and you're playing me. Then you with another 3-4, and I with another 3-4, and we're one against the other. We always have to take our state, our point of our starting point, our ego in which we resist each other, and we always we have a group. 5 against 5 or 10 against 10, doesn't matter. We did something, now we break these 5. 2 from here, 2 from there, and so on. So that everyone will feel how hard it is for him to switch opinion, to move to another group, and see those against, not together, and so on. It really breaks a person's attitude toward life until he starts feeling that I have to come out of myself and connect with them such that there's no me and them. It's non-simple work. It is an inner crisis. That my ego, I'm ready to be here or I'm ready to be there, but both here and there, and to mix between them. And I'm that's not in a certain position toward them, it's very non-simple for a person. And we teach them. This is what we teach them. And they'll feel this shattering or this change. It doesn't feel that pleasant. No, it's very unpleasant. And then we as educators, do we relate to it? I'm asking as a psychologist, do I relate to it or I simply let it be? No, we study these things. We talk about all these things openly, about how hard it is. We want them to feel it and understand and talk how hard it is, how unpleasant it is, so that everyone will enjoy undergoing these changes. Enjoy. This is where they already connect into a group. Okay, we suppose can define this in time on the third, fourth day. Well, not immediately that, but you begin. Third or fourth day, we start talking about for them to exchange opinions. In the meantime, no more than that. Besides what we said about the activities, which is excellent, there's the component of building the environment, the importance of the environment. We said that we put in five people of our own. That start doing the work. We plant five people of our own there. Okay, well, it depends. Okay, suppose we are the educators on the course, and maybe there are a few more planted people there, but our role is to create the importance of the course and so on. At what point do the students tip into it, where they also start showing each other how important it is and so on? I think as soon as possible, but you have to, you know, feel it. It depends on the kind of group. I don't know. I don't have enough experience in it to tell you. It depends on the preparation of the group, how before that they were conscious of the ongoing situation. Sometimes I come to lectures, I feel a public that I'm ready to do everything with, or I feel a public that I talk to them only as a scientist. It depends on, but suppose it's a phase in the development of the group that they themselves also come in, that I elevate the environment with my friends actively. I show them how important it is for me, and they also get into it at some point. Do we teach them that? It's kind of playing with each other. So each one plays with the others and each one with himself. What does that mean, each one with himself? This I don't understand. For a person to come out of himself and see how he is constantly in different roles. We're always playing. We're not aware of it. I always play someone. I saw in childhood some grown-up person, some grandpa, some Schwarzenegger, some smart person, someone else, some Hamlet, someone, and actually I'm playing, I'm acting. Okay, but we bring a paradigm like in kids' education that says we're not aware of it. We bring an attitude that says that, okay, it's positive. Yeah, of course, it's positive. Okay, that enriches you, and we teach them. How do we teach them that? Let's put it this way. You and I, we write down our opinions with respect to something, and now you are for these opinions and I'm against. And then we switch. Then I clothe in you, you clothe in me. And the more we change, the more we'll find. Now I'm coming further to strengthen you and you to strengthen me. You create, because if you were constantly for something and I was against something, then specifically as a result of being against, I can find things in favor of it more than you and vice versa. But there's also something emotional about it, that we tell a story with a few characters, and suppose you can tell it from the point of view of the hero, then you can tell it from the point of view of the dog that was aided, then from the point of view of the other family that the dog went there. It works on making you identify, making you sympathize with it. So it's good. Now suppose in the creation of the Agdal exaltedness, the importance of the place that we came to, not always the feeling that that people have on the inside fits what they're supposed to play outwards. Sometimes inside I feel not that good and I have to maybe show something else on the outside. An actor comes to act. Does he have a desire to act? He gets into the role and that's it. He makes money and fame. No. While he's acting, he doesn't make money. Otherwise, he's not an actor. I feel on the inside that it's fake. I tell them things about the course is great, we'll reach a good place. And on the inside, I don't feel that it's the authentic I. What authentic? I am going to play this game on purpose, with full intention that I'm acting here. And afterwards, I identify myself bit by bit in the life that I play in. But I'm not telling them that they're playing in life. But they'll come to that themselves. They'll discover how all the time they're clothing into someone. They'll even remember the characters. Okay, but we're saying that to play different characters is good, and then we teach them the psychology of the game. Yeah? And a person himself has no character, actually. That a person thinks that he has something of his own has nothing of his own. But we always clothe into something, into some bubble, some doll, some something, some form, always. We don't have anything of our own. I feel in plenty cases in life where I'm like a father, where I'm like my teacher, and so on. Isn't it a bit confusing that to this day I thought that myself is what I felt to this day is? No, you don't say that. He discovers it on his own. Doesn't it create a confusion? No, it's great. A person who's born, does he have anything of his own? He looks like a monkey see, monkey do at others. Yeah, but he brings his own inclinations and desires. It's hard for me with this perception. But there is an interaction. Not every child grows the same in the same family. True. But nonetheless, these forms, they clothe on what he has from nature. But the main thing are these forms. How important is it for them to use this method of playing with each other during the course in order to raise the importance of the environment? As a result, they'll better understand each other and will be more able to connect, to clothe into each other. It is the necessary phase in order to connect, to understand the other, to understand that he could be that way, I could be this way, and that he's this way and I'm that way. It's not something principle or basic. We can change these forms and connect. So maybe we do something like this. The educators, the guides, they come and say, how can this group be? And then we make a discussion, how do we play this in order to reach that? That's too much. We're not talking to them about degrees. We're talking to them about the connection. Even though it's there on the first lecture, that even though that it's throughout for a whole week, suppose there is something about degrees. You can tell them that our next phase is to be more connected, and then they make a discussion between them and how do we rise to the next degree? That each one can take something from the other and come closer to him, connect with him, understand him. No one actually cancels himself by doing that, but he acquires further forms on him, because eventually, what do we need? Each one will take on himself the form of the group, which is comforting. No, comforting meaning that, okay, so we don't erase the uniqueness, but we add the togetherness, yes. Okay, to this day, I thought that a game is that I want to act out the next degree. In a game, you're adding something else. I have to understand each one of the friends, want to connect with them, to switch roles, to switch, yes, by understanding them, connecting with them, being integrated with them. This is how we build a group. We're a group, it's not simply the connection between us. A group is what's between us, this way, in the middle, that we have built this participation. It's really the psychology of groups, meaning the participation of all of us together, consists of everyone together, belongs to everyone after you create it. Before that, it doesn't exist. Yeah, it's a kind of a connection that not only that you don't know it, but by that they start feeling in that connection something outside of them belonging to everyone. And then, by that, they feel the next degree. So it's actually a kind of a process that you can say that it comes from conversation to feeling to integration. Yeah. Okay, so it's first conversation that leads to a feeling and then a kind of, you know, togetherness. Yeah, integration. To what extent the teachers, how many per group, and to which extent are they involved? I think that there has to be one conspicuous guide or mentor, and during the discussions there have to be another one or two, no more. Men and women, or only men. Could be that way. On part of the lectures that we did, it was very pleasant that there were a man and a woman, part connected to one and part of the audience connected to the other. All of the resources, it's going to be really a lot, like this envelope around this group. It seems to me that it's hard to work with big groups. 30 that are later divided into four groups. If we're talking about the frontal explanation part, questions and answers, it could be 30, it could be 100. But if we're talking about activities to activate everyone in such a big circle, a person loses himself. That's a lot, yeah. 15 circles of 15, or okay, so it's two classes. Okay, so take a big group, suppose 100 people, and during the activities we divide it into circles of 15, suppose. And then each circle has a mentor of their own. Yeah, and then they mix, divide between them. That's interesting because actually, it doesn't really create a feeling of a group. I always say, this is my group. No, we have to break that. Maybe not from the very beginning, because I have to keep the group pride going and the class and so on could also be. But actually, we have to show them that this is something that has to be general. Maybe you're right, that it's not from the start. I want to go with this feeling. Then there is this feeling that a group are not the people that I'm with, but it's the feeling that we have created together, and it is something that I can make anywhere. And then in definition, maybe the course should consist of a small group and a larger group that I belong to. Yeah, maybe then so. You're right. And then I feel it, that I cross from the smaller to the bigger, that this is what you wanted from the first course for the world. So at least 15 and 15, and the course is 30 and more, so decide. Another question I'd like to understand. You had very nice conversations with Owen, very important conversations, and we said that That is the educational part, the schooling part. We'd like to show them these conversations. On what part do we put an instructor, and where can we show these conversations? I think that those conversations have to be divided into small portions, tell something elaborately every time. It seems to me that a conversation should take about a week's time of perception, absorption, where they discuss each and every part of the conversation to connect to these conversations. They're making now different clips and questions and answers, sayings of important people and so on. In short, so that every conversation will be as a kind of it's 15 conversations, so it's going to be another 20, I don't know how many. It's time five at least. Each conversation is divided. No, I'm saying that I'm intending to have another 5, 10, something like that probably, conversations. What else? And to do some work on it, where each theme will be passed both mentally and emotionally, so they'll be able to repeat it, so they'll be able to tell it over, to make a story about it. What do you mean, a story? I don't know. There are talks about different things. These are conversations both they pass through a person in mind and in heart. So everyone, however he feels, but at least something. They can rewrite it in their words. They should rewrite it in their words. It's very important. And on what stage on this course do you show it? I think that I've depicted a beginner's group. Yeah. Not from the first days. I don't know, only I talked very briefly. And there is place to elaborate there. But the topics themselves, these are topics ready for everyone. Suppose I remember the first conversation. It was very emotional, hugging. So you show them a passage from that, and then there are guides that maybe elaborate a bit. And all of this is called the first half an hour of education. Okay, I'm out of questions. You finished the hour, so it's okay. We have 2 more minutes. Okay, about the breaks. Every minute is important, and we want also during the break. No, give them breaks for them to drink coffee, go to the bathroom, talk, call home. We said that there's no such thing as a break. A break is always active. Yeah, but nonetheless, a person needs some privacy of his own. We're talking about people. But what does it mean, an active break? We give them a certain mission, or I don't know, they can see further materials about this. They can sit someplace on their porch or and continue talking or something. They also have to acknowledge, to get to know each other. It's very important. Okay, one more question about the conversations that you had with Oren. Nonetheless, when we go over these conversations, it seems that there is an order of development, that one conversation leads to the other, that it's based on the previous conversations. You do continue from the same point. Do you think that the order of talks should remain, or you can put it together? I don't think that it's important. I didn't really organize them according to this order. But sometimes I say that, like we said on that conversation, well, okay, no choice. So you can take from there a part or something. About the process of introducing the material, of bringing the materials home, suppose the spouses don't come, even though we want a few spouses, you have no time. Next time. Okay. no time to summarize. Today we got a lot. We got the three first phases of the development in the group. How do they discuss between them? We got a very broad understanding about the activities. So we'll continue next time. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman, Limo, everyone.